Hello, and welcome to the History of the Early Church. Episode 40, The First Three Centuries. We have now come to the end of the 3rd century AD in our narrative. Once the narrative resumes, we head into the 4th century. Aside from the 1st century, of course, the 4th century is, without a doubt, the most important era in the history of Christianity, and arguably, the most important century in the history of the Western world. We begin with the great persecution launched by Diocletian and his colleagues, the last of the great empire-wide Roman persecutions of the Church. Then we cover the rise of Constantine, the first Christian emperor. Finally, we come to the greatest theological controversy of the early Church, the Arian/Trinitarian controversy, which dominates much of the 300s AD. At the beginning of the century, Christianity will be ruthlessly persecuted. By the end of the century, the Church will be the dominant religion of the Mediterranean world. It's a momentous story, but we can't simply jump straight in. Before diving into these titanic events, I think it is worth looking at the early Church up to and around circa 300 AD. Over the course of the next 10 episodes, we will take an extended break from our narrative to discuss specific topics of early Christian history. We'll begin by discussing the expansion and geographic spread of the early Church. Then, we'll discuss the Bible, including the canon, interpretations, manuscripts, and so on. After that, we have a three-part theology mini-series. The first of these will discuss the Trinity and Christology, the second, salvation and Christian anthropology, and the third, early Christian beliefs about death, the afterlife, the end of the world, angels, and demons. After our theological series, we'll cover early Christian life and practice, discussing a great swath of topics, including prayer and worship, church structure and offices, sacraments and mysteries, art and architecture, and feasts and fasts, just to name a few. Following our discussion of the Church's inner life, we'll shift our focus to the early Church and the other in a second three-part miniseries. These episodes will discuss first heretics and heresy, then Jews and Judaism, and finally, pagans and the Greco-Roman world. After these episodes, we'll conclude our series with a final Q&A episode. Also, each of these episodes will include a discussion of some of the books and articles I've used to conduct my research. In particular, the resources I've personally found to be the most helpful and would recommend if you wanted to study a topic more in depth. But in order to complete these episodes, I need your help, dear listeners. Please send in any questions or requests about topics you would like me to cover in these episodes. Feel free to disagree with me as well. There's plenty of room for debate in the field of early Christian studies. And, as I hope I have demonstrated, I am not at all opposed to presenting alternative interpretations of the historical evidence. Wherever I can, I will incorporate your questions and feedback into the episodes, and use your input as a guide for my research. If you have a question or request that doesn't fit into any of the above categories, I will include it in the Q&A episode at the end. Also, continue to send in your questions and requests about various topics, even if we've already discussed these topics in one of the episodes. I'll be sure to include your feedback in the Q&A episode. Bottom line, until the final Q&A episode, it is never too late to send in your questions and feedback about any topic concerning the early Church. The earlier the better, of course, because that means I can use your questions in my initial research, but any time is fine. Once I have a firm date for the Q&A episode's release, I'll post it on the Facebook page and blog site, so you know when the deadline is. Please keep in mind, these episodes may be longer than our usual 25 to 30 minutes. These topics are large and could each easily be a series on their own, This also means I will need more time to complete my research and compose each episode. Although I will try to keep the bi-weekly schedule, it may sometimes take about a month to complete each episode. Also, note that this will be the last episode before the new year, as I will be busy with family for Christmas and New Year's. Thank you in advance for your patience. As always, thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the History of the Early Church podcast, leave a review on iTunes or the Google Play Store. Please be sure to send in your questions, requests, and feedback. You can email me at historyoftheearlychurch@gmail.com, post a comment on the Facebook page, facebook.com/earlychurchpodcast, or post a comment on the blog site, historyoftheearlychurch.wordpress.com. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.